please, if that's my young folks, wonder if any of those duck and trot shacks. And, you know, had a mountain trot fail, and you could pick cotton and shrink under a phone and stuff, that the whole group might have done one of the biggest things. They would get a perspective of all that. I don't, y'all know Popeye Eddie's guy. We called him Popeye, maybe. But he was telling me that he planted a couple little rows of cotton in the garden. I think he found some seed in the boxcar. They'd have to clean out the boxcar out there and get them ready to put paper in and breed and all that stuff. And when it got up and, you know, the bowl was opened up and all, we took some of the gym kids out there and said, y'all come on out here, I'm going to show you what I used to do. Been telling stories about it. He said, they went out there and looked at it. And I said, well, can you eat it? And he said, no, you can't eat it. I said, well, we don't care anything about it then.
That's probably the truth. Probably the truth.
Are you, it's surprising enough that I was one of my family reunions last year, some of the young ones. I mean, they'd be just in earshot of some of the older ones talking about things that happened. I said, why don't y'all tell that to us in kind of a formal, not formal fashion, but to the whole group? I said, we want, because most of these born in the city, they know nothing about making sir, killing hogs in here. Y'all keep talking about hog killing time. What do you kill hogs? You kill hogs out here? Yeah, we kill them and stuff. We cut them up. Can y'all tell us about, tell us how you did that? Making sir, why don't y'all tell us what y'all did back then? Before all your, just as I said, before all y'all
so now. It's not just a matter of a formal class, it's a matter of passing those
traditions. That's it. Mm-hmm. Passing these traditions on down. Explain to us so we can understand it and pass it on to our kids. We hear y'all talking about all this stuff you did out here years ago. We don't know what you're talking about. Why don't you explain it to us?
They never saw one of those little hogs come up and eat out of that slop hole.
No, they never. They
put skimmings in there.
That's right.
You know, and overnight it ferment and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
You go down there and those.
Sometimes you have drunk hogs, don't you?
They find what runners would be running around in the tree.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Got drunk.
I had a guy to tell me the other day, and he could be, he said a hog is one of the biggest drunks in the country. But they will partake. But at any rate, I've enjoyed it. So that's just like y'all talking about Lufkin and that, working for the Texas Agricultural Extension Service. And having got a master's degree from Texas A&M University, when they got ready to integrate the extension service, they had problems. They didn't invite us to the campus on Texas A&M. They invited us to got a black church downtown Bryan for all of the black agents in the state of Texas to show up. And they were going to try to decide what kind of title they give us. They never did come up with the right title. And they finally told us we would be associates to the White County Extension Agents. And Preston Poole, who was deceased a few years ago, was a county agent down in Galveston. He said, I will not accept that. And they thought he was joking. He sued A&M, Boulder Region. And A&M's extension service is still under consent decree. That's why when Charles Arnold went to the exposition center on paper, they made me the head agent in this county. They didn't have no choice because I didn't back down. They tried to get me backed down, and I did. They tried to show me where they were definitely going to have to hire another white agent. And the white agent didn't want to pull up stakes and move from another county to come to Angelina County for lesser. Because see, the position was made for the white extension agent, not the black.
And you told, when you spoke one time to us, you told us that two things obtained when they integrated. One was, you had a separate office from him, didn't you?
Our office that operated the black extension service operated out of Prairie View. When I came to Lufkin, yes, the white agents were on the second floor here at the courthouse annex, the old county jail across the street from Lewis's Furniture. And we were on the third floor.
And you said too that they wouldn't let you serve white clients, right?
That's right. They told me, said, we're sending you up there to Lufkin to serve in the black community, and the black community only don't solicit white clientele. When Ms. Irene Johnson had a radio program on KTRE, and she started sharing it with me, and white clients' tales started coming to me. I didn't have to
say. But they couldn't do anything about that. I mean, if I invited you to come out to my farm.
If you asked me to come, but I wasn't supposed to put up a sign, so to speak, soliciting you to come to me and let me come present something to you. But if you call me and say, hey, Floyd, this is Glenn Derrick. I need you to come out here and look at my cattle. I got some longhorns out here or whatever. Yeah, I could do that. But not until. Huh?
What year was that?
Ma'am?
What year?
I got hired to the Extension Service June of 1962. And I served here in Angelina County for 31 years and 9 months.
See, I visited you on a...
You visited me a lot of times.
This is coming down the road. You made a comment about, you know, changing over that, you know, something that you hadn't been used to. How did you know about it? You know, what were your changes, brother, if you wasn't aware of something? How you supposed to react? I think getting back to our young white people now, I think that's the same thing that we're dealing with, you know, and how can we teach them and get them to understand how our forefathers fought the same, some of us had to come to think. Now, I'm not saying when I lived in Arkansas that I wasn't ever discriminated against. I'm sure there was times that I was discriminated against that I wasn't aware of, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, and getting back to our children now, if they never experienced that, if they never gone through that, they're just going on living their life. They feel, you know, their thoughts are, a lot of times, I don't know about it. I don't want to live in that time either.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to live in that time. I don't want, why should I have to deal with something even more as negative as that?
Well, there are a lot of things I want to know about. I don't want
Absolutely.
To live it. I hear people talking about going back to the good old days. No, I don't want to go back to
no.
Right. No. None of those, but I would like to know about it. See, there are a lot of things I would like to know about Africa and my heritage. I wouldn't want to go back there. I wouldn't want to live, but I would love to know about it. And I think the kids should want to know what it was like back there when my parents and my grandparents were coming up. I would just like to know. And it seemed to me that they would like to know. No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to suggest to them. But I think they could have a much better appreciation for where they are now if they understood what it was like back then when their parents and their grandparents were kind of trying to come.
I told my son
that
they would ask my wife, Daddy telling us the truth? I used to tell them how we'd take that buttermilk and bake some cornbread up in it and how Daddy couldn't wait till it got cool snap, and he was hoping that cool snap would come before Thanksgiving so he could kill a hog. And
absolutely.
Mom and Daddy telling us the truth. Well, she didn't know. She didn't come up on the like I did.
But you know? This good friend of mine, I keep
but
referring.
That's not racist, Mr. Yankee.
No.
That's just something that everybody went through, right? And you were saying that they just didn't agree, but it wasn't so much discrimination.
But what he's saying is he would like to know, and that's what I did to my children.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Hey, Lord. They never drank any of that milk where the cream rose to the top, did they?
Huh?
They never drank any of that milk where the cream rose to the top.
They call it clabber.
Clabber.
I'm telling you.
Before we go, Barbara has an event on Wednesday that she wants to tell us a little bit about before we go. And I'll give you the floor next if you want to do
that. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr.
Thank you, Dr.
Main Street is presenting our 27th Annual Flag Day, that program that we have downtown. And it's going to be at Lewis Bernard Park. It used to be called City Hall Park. It's right across from City Hall, you know, across from the drive-thru park where you pay your water bill. That's the park over there. It's called City Hall Park. Now it's going to be Lewis Bernard Park, so we'll start mentioning it.